You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Eric Handa, CEO and co-founder of AP Telecom, a leading facilities-based telecom consulting company and service provider specializing in global connectivity, cloud solutions, and emerging market advisory-based solutions. Eric, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me this morning. It's a pleasure and honor to be here.
Likewise, certainly great to have you. This is a good topic for the entrepreneurs to see what you offer. So first of all, if one is an entrepreneur, and most are that are listening in, who's looking to start a business today, what are some of the emerging global markets that you would recommend they concentrate on? And behind that, what is the why?
Well, I would say that there's a lot of headline coverage, Eric, about the BRIC markets, Brazil, Russia, India, China. Here at AP Telecom, those are markets that we focus in on a little bit, but we think those markets kind of are tried and tested. There's a new acronym, new phrase that we're using. It's called MAVIN, M-A-V-I-N, and the M is for Mexico, the A is for Angola, the V is for Vietnam, the I is for Indonesia, and the N is for Nigeria. So once again, the MAVIN markets. We believe that in the next 5 to 10 years, the MAVIN markets are going to generate higher returns and a lot more opportunities than the BRIC markets, which are highly saturated or becoming highly saturated.
How has the telecommunications landscape and submarine cable industry evolved over the past few years, and what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen?
We've seen tremendous change. Really, it's the concept and the reality of the digital divide, the haves and the have-nots. Many of the things that we have in the United States, we kind of take for granted. Connectivity to Facebook and social media and the ability to work, for the most part, anywhere you want to, whether it be from home or the road or in the office. That's not the case in many global locations. But what is happening is that as nations that before didn't have connectivity, whether it's in Asia or Africa or the Middle East, as they get that global connectivity, particularly in the submarine cable space and the terrestrial fiber buildouts that are happening all around the world, what enables them to do, these countries and the citizens of these countries, is really get connected to the Internet. And by getting connected, it enables them to propel their commerce, their communication, and join the good side of the digital divide, being the haves and not on the other side with the have-nots.
And looking back at the BRIC markets, once again, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, they have long been considered to be the most rapidly growing international economies. Do you agree with this? And if so, why or why not? And what kinds of trends are you seeing out of the BRIC markets as of late?
Well, Eric, as I mentioned in the onset of the call, we do at AP Telecom believe that the BRIC markets are certainly important and that they are emerging markets. But the emerging markets can also be an emergency, and we're starting to see saturation in the BRIC markets. So if you're an entrepreneur out there and you're working in the telecommunications sector or you're in the retail space or automation, what have you, and you want to go out and look at certain international markets, I think that again, to use that word, the MAVIN markets represent a really good opportunity. And one aspect for any entrepreneur to consider as they deploy their resources, whether it's intellectual property or physical assets or know-how, is relationships. AP Telecom currently is working in Angola. We're working in Indonesia. And that's largely been driven by our relationships on the ground. So any entrepreneur here in the United States that's looking to expand into an emerging market should really look at and ask themselves that gut-wrenching question, do I have the relationships in place that are going to help me execute on my plan, my business plan, as well as my collections with my customers, and the ability to deliver service or the good or the service that you're going to be performing in that particular emerging market. And that is the key. If that relationship is in place, by all means, it's a go. If that relationship is not in place, the entrepreneur has to take a step back and say, well, you know, if it's the B for Brazil and the brick, or if it's the V in the Maven for Vietnam, if I don't have a relationship there, I probably got to get a relationship and build that up, that trust and that rapport before I go in and start doing something. In China, they call it Guanxi. In the Middle East, they call it Wusta. It's called different things in different places, but effectively it's a relationship. And any business situation, whether it's here stateside in the USA or globally, is largely driven by relationships. So I would not recommend anybody to go in cold turkey. You definitely have that relationship and that backing, whatever market the entrepreneur in question chooses.
Sound advice. Today we're joined by Eric Handa, CEO and co-founder of AP Telecom, a leading facilities-based telecom consulting company and service provider specializing in global connectivity, cloud solutions, and emerging market advisory-based solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Eric, how are large telecom companies on the carrier side doing things differently today than in the past, such as Verizon, AT&T, et cetera, and how is this impacting small business owners who are trying to grow their businesses?
Well, business owners and entrepreneurs are very fortunate that the cost of telephone calls and connectivity is at an all-time low. And that's a good thing, because a lot of that budget and startup money is not being sunk into communication costs. In the last decade, we've seen IDD, international direct dial phone call rates, come down. You have the advent of Skype. You have a lot of cheaper applications to run cloud-based solutions. So if you're a small entrepreneur, a small company as an entrepreneur, and you have, say, 10 or 15 people or less, it enables you to punch above your weight, so to speak. So you may be lean and mean and nimble, but you can project yourself as a lot more larger using social media and the ability to get your product and your service out to the general market to market it and sell it. And these carriers that you mentioned, Eric, AT&T or Verizon, Sprint, for example, here in the United States, or even globally, some of the operators that we see in Asia, such as NTT in Japan, they're definitely being challenged. A lot of their traditional voice business that was the cash cow at one time is becoming cannibalized. And as that happens, that forces them to look for new streams and new ways to become a really solution provider rather than just a provider of telephony, voice calls only. They have to move up the stack. They have to move up the value chain. And they are doing that. They're offering content. They're offering broadband access. And that's the biggest challenge, is how do they replenish and replace that loss of voice revenue? So that's what they've been experiencing in the last 4 to 5 years as internet-based networks take over from the old switched TDM-based old legacy systems.
Yes, very true. Now, what type of impact is technology having on the telecom industry right now? You kind of touched on that a little bit, but how have technology advancements such as social media, tablet devices, Skype, et cetera, have they had a positive or negative impact on the telecom industry over the last few years? And have you seen this trickle down to the small business community and have an impact on small business owners themselves?
Definitely, Eric. It's had a positive impact for the entrepreneur, because for them to set up shop anywhere in the world, it's much more cost effective than it was a decade. The cost of communication has gone down, and that is largely a result of the new submarine cables that are being deployed all over the world. Anywhere you go, whether it's Africa or Asia, Middle East, we see South America deploying new networks. So for the entrepreneur looking to set up a business, it's never been a better time. For the vendor, the provider, the traditional telephone company, it's a tough time. It's a transformative period that they're undergoing, because the main source of revenue for the traditional phone company was the telephone itself. And now, as the telephone is being phased out with the convergence of what they call IP, Internet Protocol Networks, it's really forcing those telephone operators to find a way to compete, to find a new source of revenue, whether that's service space, whether that's content, whether that's broadband access, whether that's hosting for cloud solutions. And that is an exciting thing for both the entrepreneur as well as the telecom industry right now. And it's a challenge, but I think most of the operators are certainly up for the challenge. So and as that happens, we're going to see strong growth, and we'll see hopefully more of an economic community evolve and develop itself and have a positive impact.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about AP Telecom online.
Sure, Eric, I'd be happy to. Our website is www.aptelecom, which is all one word, .com. Once again, www.aptelecom.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any advice that you have that you'd like to lend to the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, I would say this, Eric, stick with it. There's good days and there's bad days as an entrepreneur. It's important to have goals and remain focused. And no matter what sort of forecast you have, your bank statement or your cash flow ultimately is the most important thing, because you got to enable yourself to have enough run rate to grow your products and services. And ultimately, most importantly, you got to take care of your clients. If you take care of them, everything else will take care of itself.
Well said. We've been speaking with Eric Handa, CEO, co-founder of AP Telecom, a leading facilities-based telecom consulting company and service provider specializing in global connectivity, cloud solutions, and emerging market advisory-based solutions. And the website of reference, once again, is aptelecom.com. Eric, thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.